Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I almost said Monday, because it is the first one of the week after celebrating President's Day yesterday by worrying about the snow coming in. My goodness, have you seen these forecasts? They're talking anywhere from 15 to 20 inches over 2 days. That'll be starting probably late Wednesday night through Friday morning. We're talking a whole ton of snow. And as you might expect, the cancellations are starting to come in. So far, we've already had the postponement by 1 week of the hotly anticipated annual $1 used car sale at Lamb Chevrolet. That will instead start a week from Thursday, or a week from Friday. That's a week from Friday, March 1st. I will be on hand to MC that event and broadcast live on a remote on one of our sister stations. Also, the planned groundbreaking at Charlotte Hall Museum for their new education center. That was scheduled for 4 o'clock with the donors reception at 3. This Thursday, that's been moved back by 1 week. So the donors reception and groundbreaking will be scheduled for instead 1 week from Thursday. We have another cancellation here coming up. The Literary Southwest reading by poet Janet Fitch, scheduled for this Friday at Yavapai College as part of the Literary Southwest series. That has also been postponed. That'll be coming back sometime in the fall, but I will still talk tomorrow to Jim Natal. He is the executive director of the Literary Southwest series. We will have a chat tomorrow, not only about Janet Fitch, but also about all the events coming to the Literary Southwest series and some highlights from the past. Well, on today's show, we've got our good friend, Prescott Valley Town Councilman Marty Grossman. He's here to talk about not only town business, but also the Humboldt Education Foundation and their Teacher of the Year banquet coming soon. Also, after the news and weather break at the bottom of the hour, we will talk with Peggy Ricker from People Who Care. That is the local nonprofit that provides non-medical assistance at home and transportation for the homebound. Hey, you know, we always welcome your questions and your comments about Q&A. Just email me. The email address is djphone, that's D-J-F-O-N-E, at kqna.com. And with the winter weather we're having, I guess it's only appropriate, we have hockey tonight on KQ&A from Edmonton, where I will guarantee you it's colder and snowier than anything we'll ever see here. The Arizona Coyotes will face off against the Oilers and superstar Connor McDavid, with the puck dropping at 7 o'clock on KQ&A FM 95.5 and 99.9. So, hey, keep in mind, too, this is Tuesday. You know what moviegoers know about that. It's Tuesday Night Classics, and no exception tonight. Do the Right Thing, starring Danny Aiello, Richard Edson, John Turturro, and Spike Lee, as well as Ruby Dee and her late husband, Ossie Davis. They are starring in Do the Right Thing, the classic showing this evening at 7 o'clock for only $5 at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. If you've never seen the movie, it's about Danny Aiello, who was the owner of a street corner pizza shop in Bedford-Stuyvesant, the ghetto in Brooklyn, and he has watched the neighborhood change over 30 years in business. He has embraced those changes, while his two sons, one goes along with the changes, one can't stand it, and that conflict makes for quite a powerful movie. So that's at 7 o'clock tonight at the Harkins 14. We have Marty Grossman standing by in the bullpen. He'll be stepping in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, watches, motorcycles, boats, flashlights, golf carts, lawnmowers, and light your homes. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Power up at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store or at batteriesplus.com.
Hi, this is John Dombrowski with Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. Listen to the show every Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. here on KQ&A. The Word on Wealth, an intelligent financial talk show you can have faith in. It's a show where I take a fun approach to the serious matter of your money. As host, I get to talk with professionals in all areas of finance. This information can be invaluable to help you make good financial decisions. Topics such as how to protect your estate plan from the cost of long-term care, tax-efficient income plans, estate planning tips to provide a smooth transition of your assets to your loved ones. Along with my 25-plus years of experience and insight, I'm here to help secure Arizona's future one family at a time. This is The Word on Wealth, and I'm your host, John Dombrowski, reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, it's always great to have a friend in the studio. That's certainly the case now. Marty I almost said Marty Humboldt. He's been a town councilman in Prescott Valley for how long, Marty?
Since 2013.
Let me ask you this before we get in the meat of the interview here. With your, that's 6 years now. You're in your second term, right? When you first thought about running for town council, compared to what you see now every day in your experience on it, what has surprised you? What has kind of upended your expectations?
Wow. There really haven't been any great surprises. A lot of it was a lot of the same. But I guess what surprises me most is when people move here from other areas. They bring some of the incidences that happen there, you know, and they're responding here as though they were living there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have these fears and these notions. For example, okay, there's a lot of housing coming in, okay? Growth is not a bad thing, you know, as long as it's controlled growth. Right. And everything. I mean,
smart growth.
You know, yeah. I mean, even if you have a housing that's going to come in is going to be 10,000 people. It's not 10,000 people next week. It's 10,000 people over the next 15, 20, 30 years. Okay, so it's slow growth, you know. And they bring some of the fears that affected them from where they were living. So the first things that always come up is traffic, congestion, evacuation, water. So we keep dealing with this. And every time there's a new batch of people that move in, there's these new fears, and all it takes is one or two people to stir them up.
And to write letters to the Daily Courier every other day.
Yeah, well, that's nothing compared to the letters that we get as
council.
Okay, I mean, if anybody's been following, you know, the town council, I mean, we've had two meetings recently where we filled the auditorium, you know, and there were people there, and at the end of the meeting, when it was public comments, we had 20 and 30 people get up and talk about basically the same thing, mm-hmm. you know, because one or two people gave them their scripts and they read from them, and some of them are, you know, I mean, it's legitimate concerns, but they take it to the extreme. So I guess that surprises me a little bit.
But aren't you glad you're not, say, in a large city where you have two or three TV stations covering the meeting, and the people know when the lights come on, I'm on camera, and they exaggerate everything?
Well, all of our meetings are televised.
So that's what, Cable 63, I believe, something
56,
like
Channel 56 on Cable 1.
Yeah.
We also stream it live through the Prescott Valley website, which is pvaz.net. And we also archive all our meetings. Mm-hmm. So people can go back and look at it, you know. They go back 6 months and see mm-hmm. what the agenda was, what we talked about, and how it was handled. And, you know, so, yeah. So I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. You know, yeah. I mean, look, I come from probably the largest city in the country. New York City, and
no one would ever know, but go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah.
Nothing to see here. Get out of here.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, I've seen a lot of it. I've heard a lot of it, but again, because of my job, I wasn't allowed to be involved in a lot of it.
Yeah.
So coming here and having the position that I am, and it's not something that I had an agenda to do. It was something that sort of fell in my lap. And I enjoy it. I have mm-hmm. a good time. I think I'm doing a good job. You know, I don't have people coming up and putting their finger in my face saying, I hate what you did. You know, I haven't had that. I've been very fortunate that people come up and say, keep doing what you're doing. I like what you do. So
you posted something, I believe, on social media a couple of years ago when people were considering running for town council, and you kind of alerted them what to expect. In other words, don't run for town council unless you're taking it seriously, because it takes a lot of your time, doesn't it?
Yeah. It could take anywhere from 20 to 40 hours a week, mm-hmm. depending on what the situation is, what the week is, you know, what you have to read. You know, there are some agendas where you have, you know, 50 pages or more of information to read. Not only that, as a council member, you're given an assignment. So I'm, for example, I'm the liaison to the fire board, to the school board, I'm also the emergency person. I'm also the liaison to the Historical Society. So I have to attend all their meetings.
Sure.
Which, again, a lot of them happen during the day, you know, and if you have a full-time job, sometimes you can't make those meetings, so you can't make that commitment.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are invited to attend meetings up in Flagstaff. NAU is a big partner of ours as far as education is concerned. We have an NAU presence right next to the library.
Mm-hmm.
So we have those meetings we get invited to by the president of the college. So we will drive up there, you know, the 2 hours for an 8 o'clock meeting. So you're leaving here, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, you get up there for an early meeting, or you have to go down to Phoenix for something. In the summer, we have the League of Cities and Towns.
Yeah.
That's a 4-day conference. So if your job only gives you a 1 week vacation or a 2 week vacation, you're eating one of your weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know,
there's definitely commitment involved. We are talking with Marty Grossman. He is a town councilman with Prescott Valley. We're going to be talking to Marty in just a moment about the Humboldt Unified Teacher of the Year Banquet and the Humboldt Education Foundation. That's coming away next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
The most common service calls a plumber gets to show up at your home, the advances in plumbing that helps you reduce your water usage and save money, and the one thing you may not know about a plumber. Rosie Certified Isley's Home Services will talk about that and more, and your home improvement questions. So pour a cup of coffee and start your weekend at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
Seize the day. Put wheels on the road and go RVing. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. And for as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and wander to your heart's desire. Whether that means toes in the sand, hiking boots on a mountain trail, skis in the powder, hands on a good book, or just your backside in a lounge chair watching the sunset, you can get there in an RV. Bring the family. Include the grandkids. Invite friends or go solo. Every trip is a perfect trip and every memory is priceless. We can help you get there. Our manufacturers are continuing to offer some amazing factory incentives on 2018 RVs, and we're passing those savings directly to you. Check out our large selection of top quality, affordably priced RVs, saving up to 40% during our mega sale. Affinity RV is proud to be named one of only five elite Blue Ribbon dealers in the U.S. and Canada. We're Northern Arizona's largest full-line, full-service RV dealer. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, or online at affinityrv.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY. Do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. But why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 218 with Town Councilman Marty Grossman from the town of Prescott Valley. Marty, I know it's your great honor to be involved with the Humboldt Education Foundation. Tell us what the foundation is.
Well, as most government agencies, you have the Humboldt Unified School District.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if they want to do fundraising, they can't do it directly. So just like I'm also involved with the, you know, Prescott Valley Police Foundation because they do fundraising for the police department
mm-hmm.
because they can't do direct.
They do it independently,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So you have to have a 501c3 affiliated with your organization or your government agency, and the Humboldt Education Foundation happens to be that 501c3. So they do fundraising in many different capacities. They also run different programs. They now run the Hungry Kids Program. You've probably seen a lot of advertisements about that.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that they inherited from, I believe, the Rotary or the Kiwanis, one of the other organizations, but they inherited it, and it came our way. We also do one of the fundraisers is the Teacher of the Year, which we're going to talk about a little more.
Mm-hmm.
They also give scholarships and mini-grants to students, and whatever else might come along is what we'll do to raise money wherever the need is. The nice thing about the Humboldt Education Foundation, it's a public-private partnership.
Mm-hmm.
There are 18 businesses that are affiliated with the Humboldt Education Foundation, along with, you know, the chamber also works along with the school district and this. So, you know, it's run by a board of directors and...
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I understand, too, that tomorrow, when people get good and hungry, they can use that hunger to help the Humboldt Education Foundation tomorrow, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're having a fundraiser at Chili's Restaurant. It begins at, what does it say here? It begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes till 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been involved with several of these. I've never seen 20% given.
I'm going to say that's 20% of your sale going to a nonprofit. That's pretty generous for any restaurant because their margins tend to be very slim.
Yeah. Now, the catch to that is you have to either give a flyer or mention the flyer
mm-hmm.
to and then they will be able to apply the 20% discount. Again, this is, I mean, you have to eat anyway. It's not like they're adding 20% to your bill and then giving it away. It's, you know, whatever your bill is, they're taking out of their side of the the equation, not your side of the equation. So it's a great cause, and Chili's happens to be a pretty good restaurant.
Yeah, it is. A nice way to help somebody out and have a nice meal. Now, the Teacher of the Year banquet, that's coming up, I believe, Tuesday the 26th of March, right?
Yes.
And that's at the Prescott Resort. What can you tell us about the Teacher of the Year banquet?
Well, the Teacher of the Year banquet, I went to my first one last year, and The unique thing about it is, first of all, they have two different categories. One is kindergarten to 6, and the other one is 7 to 12, okay? And the Teacher of the Year is selected from essays submitted by the students.
Oh, wow.
So at the event, first of all, there's probably going to be 300 or 400 people in the room, okay? Last year, they literally ran out of seats.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got one because someone couldn't – anyway – Long story short, I got there.
Good. I'm glad you were there.
So was I. It's a great, and what we do is, the board members, such as myself, will be given the essays to read, and we will select the ones that we feel are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? At that point, we will make our final selection. At the event, the student will have the student and the teacher up there, and the student gets to read the essay to the teacher.
While the teacher breaks down crying in front of all those people, I bet. That is so sweet.
Either
see it.
Well, and sometimes
I've written those to my teachers in the past.
And sometimes the person reading the essay will break down and cry because
they
And we will also, so we will have the, two people for each position, and they don't know until we announce it, from the podium.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So as to who the winner is, it's not like going in, we know who all the winners are. Well, some of us will, but basically no one in the room really knows who the winner is. You know, it's in a sealed envelope, you know, kept on Funk and Wagnall's porch, in a main.
For this banquet, businesses and nonprofits, community agencies can buy whole tables or individual tickets, right?
Yes, that's correct. Tickets are $35 each, and I'm not sure what the table is, because in all the stuff that I have, there's no table quote, and I know it's somewhere. I just don't have it. But, yeah, you can buy a table of it's either 8 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to buy a table, you could call the person in charge. I'll give you the.
Is that Jim Clemens?
Yeah, that's Jim Clemens. He's 928-499-2288, or you could also send an email to Jenna Jackson. Jenna is a teacher at the schools, so it's JennaJackson1@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of extra members. She also has a phone number. Her cell, it's 702-336-3790. And if you can't remember all that, you could contact me. It's mgrossman@pvaz.net, or you could call our administrative assistant, and she'll put you in touch with me by phone at 759-3100.
And that is Marty Grossman, the town councilman from the town of Prescott Valley. How many more terms are you going to run for, Marty?
At least one more.
At least one more, good.
Yeah, and then it will be determined by climate, age, and health.
Yes. In other words, three things out of your control, right?
Exactly.
You know, you mentioned before going through 50 pages of something as your town councilman role. I remember talking to a guy I went to high school with who wanted to be a lawyer, but he hated reading. And I thought, well, good luck with that, because you've seen all the file boxes of documents that lawyers have to read. Are you ever surprised by all the nuts and bolts and, you know, T's you got to cross and I's you got to dot as a town councilman?
Not really. I mean, okay, I'm very unique in what got me to run and what I did to prepare for running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I sat in the audience for 3 years, so I saw what they went through.
Yeah.
Okay, and I served on a couple of committees with some of the other council members, so I really had a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But even when you think you have a good idea, there's a lot of things that you don't. I mean, one of the first things they tell you, and you have to actually sign that you read it and understand it, is open meeting law. Now, I had no clue about what open meeting law was. You know, I'm figuring, you know, I really like the people that were on the council. I didn't want to unseat anybody.
Sure.
And I jumped in when someone said they weren't going to run. So I could work with all these people and get to be friendly with them. And I figured, oh, yeah, we could have, you know, a party, a get-together, you know, see them socially. Then you read the open meeting law. Now, if there's going to be more than three of us at any event or place, it has to be put in writing and notice on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be displayed for at least a minimum of 24 hours. So advance notice has to be given, and we also have to have the particular statement.
Sure.
No council business, no town business will be discussed. Well,
it's all about transparency, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed.
You know, so yeah, that was a tough one to realize that I can't have all these parties. Well, you can't have the parties, but
sure.
You know, If we have a party at my house and we have, you know, six council members there, I'm sorry, it's going to be suspicious.
it's going to look strange. One last time, Marty, how can your constituents contact you?
Okay, that's mgrossman@pvaz.net, or you could reach me through our administrative assistant, Leah, at 759-3100.
Marty Grossman, Town of Prescott Valley, thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned because we've got local and state news and weather, followed by a chat with Peggy Rucker from People Who Care on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
In order to better serve the Quad Cities, Bradshaw Family Dental is growing. The amazing dental teams of Bradshaw Family Dental and Grand Canyon Dental have joined forces. Dr. Sir and his team are so excited to join the Bradshaw family, now with an office conveniently located at 172 East Merritt Street in Prescott, and offices in Surprise, Chino Valley, and Prescott Valley. Bradshaw Family Dental is right around the corner. To book an appointment, give them a call at 277-0076 or online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by
Parshala Wood,
Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling,
Brown Bag Burger,
Cowboy Country Antiques,
and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Edmonton Oilers Tuesday night at 7 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 19th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Higher taxes for education passes a first hurdle Monday in the House Education Committee.
If the legislature approves, one measure lets voters decide on a 1% transaction privilege and use tax to fund education. Gerald Jennings, who's superintendent of Globe Miami Schools, says,
"It will help us with student achievement. It will help us retain teachers. It will help them make a living wage."
Opposing Democrat Izella Blank says a sales tax will burden working families. Republican Nancy Bartow also has some misgivings.
"I don't see this as the right solution.
If voters okay new taxes in 2020, they begin after June 2021. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
A winter storm warning tomorrow night through Friday with light snow showers today and mostly sunny, breezy highs today and tomorrow near 35. Chilling after bedtime to about 11. But 2 to 4 inches of new snow tomorrow night, 8 to 12 more inches Thursday, possibly 4 to 8 more Thursday night, continuing Friday with gray sky highs in the low to mid 30s tomorrow through Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same winter storm warning up to only 43 today and tomorrow, light snow showers and a pre-dawn low near 15, with daily highs this week in the low to mid 40s, 1 to 2 inches of snow expected late Wednesday night, 2 to 4 inches more Thursday, 2 to 4 more Thursday night ending Friday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
February is 0% month at Lamb Chevrolet. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We're saying no to finance charges so you can say yes to the Chevy car or truck of your dreams. Lamb Chevrolet, in partnership with GM Financial, is excited to announce 0% on some of our most popular models. All 2018 1500 Silverados now have 0% for 72 months and a $1,000 rebate. 2018 Silverado HD Crew Cabs, 0% for 60 months plus a $2,000 rebate. That's 0% interest for 5 to 6 years on the new Silverado, Tahoe, Suburban, Equinox, Malibu, Cruze, and even more. Interest rates are going up, so hurry in and lock in your 0% interest while you still can during Lamb Chevrolet's 0% month. Visit lambchevrolet.com to find your new Chevy and lock in your 0%. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:35. We're talking about people who care. We have Jackie Gorman and Peggy Ricker here to talk about that. Peggy and Jackie, I'll have you take turns. Tell us, for those not familiar with people who care, what you're all about.
Well, this is Peggy talking. People Who Care is a volunteer organization that provides essential transportation for individuals who no longer care, excuse me, who no longer drive due to health.
But they still care, don't they?
They do still care.
Oh, yeah.
We provide other assistances as well, but it did start out with that. And so the only qualification for a person to be on our rolls is that they can no longer drive.
Mm-hmm. Jackie, you're the community partnership coordinator. What is your role with People Who Care?
Well, I'm basically looking to reconnect with different organizations in the community, either civic groups or businesses and religious formation groups mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So some of we've been around for almost 26 years, Peggy?
That long,
26
wow.
years in the area, so a lot of people do know about us, but there's still a lot of people that don't. Mm-hmm. So we want to get the word out.
So between the services you provide and the mission, is there any cost involved?
This is the beautiful part about People Who Care is that we assist individuals with their various needs, and we provide safety items for them as well as medical alert device, and nothing is a charge to them. We have been very blessed to have some grants that we've been provided, donations come in and so forth, and so the services that we provide are actually of no cost. The volunteers provide their cars and gas and such mm-hmm. At their cost. However, if a volunteer does drive outside of their home community, we do offer a mileage reimbursement for that. But the individuals themselves have no cost out of their pocket.
So where does your reimbursement come from? Because, I mean, obviously it takes money to do these things. So where do your grants and your income come from? Do you have donors?
Well, the Arizona Community Foundation would be a grant that we've applied for in the past. Mm-hmm. And as I said, some of the local religious groups, denominations have funds that they we apply for. And we've been, again, fortunate in the past that they've awarded us some of these grants.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the other thing, too, that we do is that we have a lot of the individuals that we assist, they don't have a lot of money, but they're very gracious in that if they do have a few dollars left over at the end of their month, we will be awarded that donation. We also have tax credit that individuals can apply for. And also we have a gala fundraiser event every June, and that is one of our major fundraising events that we have. But we apply for various grants throughout the state.
You know, because we have so many senior service agencies, nonprofits in Northern Arizona, I've seen more and more cases of people bequeathing a part of their mm-hmm. estate to very helpful organizations. Are people that you help able to do that, or our listeners for that matter?
Yes, we were very fortunate just recently with an individual who was no longer able to stay in her home. One of the main things that we do for our neighbors, those are the individuals that we help, we qualify them. We make sure that they are safe for our volunteers to go into their homes,
sure.
as well as they are safe to stay in their own homes. So this one particular individual was no longer able to stay in her own home, and she did bequeath her home to us,
oh,
which
goodness.
Was an amazing contribution. contribution to yeah. our organization.
And Jack, I understand also that among the services you provide, you can help with personal paperwork, reassuring phone calls, friendly visits, family caregiver relief. Boy, mm-hmm. is that a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't you find so many caregivers as helpful and as altruistic as they are, they're only human, and they need a break too, don't they?
You've hit the nail on the head. It's if the caregiver does not take care of themselves, then they're not going to be able to help their loved one. It's very, very important, whether it's just going out to a movie or meeting somebody for a coffee. It's very – everybody needs a break for sure. One of the things, too, that we are also able to do is the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And if – you know, some people, some volunteers might not at first feel comfortable driving somebody they don't know. Well, we have people that do shopping for people,
mm-hmm.
and it's all set up. They get a list, and they have the money, and then, you know, everybody goes shopping on their own. So,
sure.
you know, whether you can, you know, pick up a couple of items for somebody once a week, you know, a little bit means a lot to someone. It really does. You
now,
might not think so, but.
Yeah. Now, you don't have to be a certain age to benefit from this, correct?
That's exactly right. We take adults from 18 all the way up, and we have some amazing, wonderful elder seniors that we are assisting and enjoy. I do have to kind of back up a little bit and let you know that People Who Care is a volunteer organization mm-hmm. that helps individuals, but we do not do any domestic work,
mm-hmm.
and we do not provide any hands-on care. So we are medically, we're a hands-off, so to speak.
Yeah.
So an individual, if they have a walker or a cane, we can certainly assist those individuals.
Mm-hmm. I bet our listeners will be surprised to find out that not all of your neighbors that you help are elderly, are they?
No, not all of them are. No. The only, again, the only qualifier or disqualifier, if you will, is that a person is unable to drive due to health or aging. Now, that doesn't say that if a person calls up and says, you know, I'm going to have hip surgery and I'm going to be out of commission for 2 months, is there any way that you can help us? Absolutely. Because if you have no friends or family in the area and you're stuck, how are you going to get to where you need to go?
Sure.
And that is the main focus of us, is to be able to provide those essential types of transportation.
And we don't have a public bus system for all intents and purposes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a very, very difficult area to get around.
Yeah.
And in this area especially, our demographic is aging. And so many people who might have moved here with a spouse are now on their own. They have no children in the area, no close friends, and they're really isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes, just the volunteer coming in from People Who Care to take them to a medical appointment or to take them grocery shopping is the only real contact they have all week. And one of the statistics that we have is that they found that the physical impairment that's related to loneliness,
mm-hmm.
all right, the physical disability and difficulties associated with loneliness are equal to smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
The health impact, you mean?
Exactly. So that really, I think, helps you to put it in perspective.
You know, I mentioned this on the air before a few months ago, but I was very, very mildly disabled last year by a sudden injury. And I've been very, very fortunate all my life. I've never been seriously hurt, never been seriously ill, but that 2 months I was on a walker, I didn't handle it real well. It made me realize just how fortunate I am when I'm healthy and how tough it is to get around when you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that frustration and anger is something that you have to allow for when you're helping people who are not what they used to be because of illness, age, or injury, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Our volunteers are so amazing in so many ways, and being able to give of their time and their talents
mm-hmm.
and being able to sit and listen and empathize rather than advise.
Yeah.
No one wants to be advised.
Sure.
So just being able to have a human being interact with you for an hour or two, it's huge. And it, like Jackie said, the health impacts for both people. What you give, you get back a hundredfold.
So how do your neighbors, or what's the enrollment process in order to become a neighbor, and how many do you currently help?
The enrollment process is where an individual will call and say, I am no longer able to drive. My husband just passed and I've never driven. Or many, many, the scenarios are, I can tell you that there are hundreds of different scenarios.
Sure.
So let's just choose that one, that the wife has never learned how to drive. So we do a phone interview first. And then once we determine that she does no longer drive and has no help, we try to partner with families too. If there are families in the area, but there's a lot of people that don't. But I can go into that in a little bit.
Sure.
So we do the phone interview, and once we determine that person qualifies, we have a group of individuals that are called intake coordinators, and they're mm-hmm. volunteers as well. They go in then to the home, and they make sure many. It's multifaceted. They make sure the home environment is safe. There's no hostility or dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And we make sure that, you know, the person is ambulating fairly well and comfortable, can hear fairly well. There's no confusion, marked confusion, and so forth. And once they have done that, the main thing is the safety of both individuals, not just the volunteer. So once that happens, then we provide a whole packet of resource information, Meals on Wheels and the books on tape and the mobile library and multiple other kinds of community services.
You know, with all those things you mentioned right there, it dawned on me a lot of times if someone has to retire or is left alone for a long time for the first time, just filling up all those hours can really be a challenge, can't it?
Yes.
Yeah, the loneliness and, you know, just not being used to having to look for things to do. You know, let me give you an example. I used to work in the cemetery industry in California. We had a man who was almost 90 years old, came to the cemetery every day to visit his wife's grave. They were married 66 years. They dated 6 years before they got married. And I asked him one day, I said, Mr. Crofts, what's the biggest difference now? He said the worst thing is all the times every day he turns and says, hey, Maudie, remember, and she's not there anymore. Mm. And that could be such a tremendous gap to fill.
And that's where, Peggy alluded to it earlier, some of our volunteers just make a friendly phone call at an assigned time once a week
mm-hmm.
just to chat, have a little conversation. It's basically a wellness call, you know, to see, are you okay? And sometimes, you know, if it works for both parties, it'll just be a visit. So it's mm-hmm. just coming in, sitting down, and chatting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bet you could use more volunteers, couldn't you?
Oh, boy. We would love to have more volunteers. We would like to have a problem of having too many.
Yeah.
But, you know, our volunteer organization is vying for volunteers just like many others in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we do have an informational orientation that we offer once a month, every third Wednesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going through what we do, how we do it, what our do's are, what our don'ts are. And that's the other thing that we tell our neighbors, that what we can do and what we cannot do. We want to make sure that everyone is on the same page and understands.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow our neighbors to call our volunteers basically for the interruption of their privacy.
Sure.
But, so we have people that are, we've got a fair amount of volunteers on the books, but we have many of them that are in flux. They go away during the winter, they go away in the summer, and they get sick, they have surgery, just so. Our neighbor base stays pretty static, but our volunteer base is bouncing all over the place.
And we cover a large geographic area.
Yeah.
We're in Prescott Valley, we're in Chino, and we're in Dewey. So there is a lot of traveling space there,
sure.
But what we try and do is match up a volunteer with somebody in their local community to make it easier for them.
Mm-hmm. And Jack, you've been involved with People Who Care for how long?
Well, this is my second year,
mm-hmm.
and I started as a volunteer with them and then actually became a part-time staff member.
Okay.
And I was so impressed by how organized the organization is. I've done volunteer volunteer work since I've been 15. Animal care, preschoolers, baseball teams, hospice. And one of the things that attracted me after my meeting with Peggy and the informational meeting was it's very organized. I think the last thing a volunteer wants to experience is going somewhere and just sitting and waiting and feeling like, you know, you're a
and not knowing
wheel.
What to do and,
so this way, it's as I said, you know what your assignment is. There's a lot of support. There's follow-up. So to me, it was a win-win.
You know, Peggy, Jackie must have seen a little thought bubble above my head because I was just going to ask, you know, an organization like this attracts certain kinds of people. What first got you involved in helping people in this kind of setting?
Myself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am a former registered nurse, and I had the privilege of working with one of the best cardiologists in the whole world. But and so being involved, again, like Jackie, being mm-hmm. involved with people and so forth, when I retired from my profession, I didn't want to be stagnant. You know, we all have to have that reason to get up in the morning.
Sure.
So I some friends of mine that I'm involved with in another organization were volunteers. So I went to volunteer with People Who Care. And then about 2 months later, I was offered the position of volunteer coordinator, which I've been very blessed with.
And very nice. And how can our listeners contact People Who Care either to access your services or to become a volunteer or perhaps to make a donation?
Well, we have People Who Care is the main office is 505 West Gurley in Prescott. And we have a program in Prescott Valley also, and I'm afraid that I'm remiss in having their address, but Mary is at the Prescott Valley office. Mm-hmm. Marie is in our Chino Valley office, and then Fritzy, myself, Jackie are at the, I like to call People Who Care in Prescott the mothership because that's where it all started 26 plus years ago.
There you go.
And if somebody wanted to inquire about the services, I think mm-hmm. the best thing to do would have them call the Prescott office at 928-445-2480, and that's Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then that way, if we can't help an individual, we're always happy to make recommendations and references as to where else they might be able to look for assistance.
And that is Jackie Gorman and Peggy Ricker. Thank you so much for joining us on behalf of People Who Care and for all the good work you do for our community. Stay tuned because I've got tomorrow's Q&A guests and some final thoughts on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Right now, we've got some monumental deals on some of our most popular models. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue Sport, for only $21,977. Or save over $7,800 off MSRP on the 2018 Murano all-wheel drive. The 2018 Maxima is also priced to move with over 20% off MSRP. That's over $7,000 in savings. Or ride the fuel-efficient 2018 Kicks for only $17,937. How about
about a new crew cab 4x4 pickup with a low payment. With $3,000 down, you can lease a 2019 Frontier for just $314 per month or a 2019 Titan for just $349 per month. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Lease offers exclude tax, title, license, must finance through NMAC, expires February 28, 2019 on approved credit.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo, at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing. To schedule your free estimate, we'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, have you heard all the stink from people in baseball complaining about so-called collusion among major league owners just because nobody has signed the most sought-after and expensive free agent ball players in the sport's history? Well, the training camps are opening, and Bryce Harper doesn't have a job. Manny Machado, I heard today, signed with San Diego. I don't know if that's a fact. I haven't checked out the particulars myself, but if he signed with San Diego, that means nobody else would touch him. After what he pulled during the postseason last year on national TV, tripping up the Milwaukee Brewers first baseman, being lazy in the field, the attitude and stuff. His own team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, made no effort to sign him. And he was asking for $40 million a year for 10 years. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised if the San Diego Padres did do that, because that is not the smartest of organizations. Well, we all have bigger fish to fry than rich baseball players, don't we? For instance, coming up at 3 o'clock, it's Ben Shapiro. Then Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4. Join me right back here Wednesday with my guests, two students from ERAU's International Festival and Jim Natal for the Yavapai College Literary Southwest Series. That's Wednesday at 2 on Q&A. See you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.